President Bush is spending his Memorial Day on the Normandy coast of France, where 58 years ago, Allied forces broke through German fortifications and established a beachhead on the European continent. During remarks in the midst of graves of some of the 9,400 buried at Normandy, President Bush spoke about the sacrifices made by Americans.
Our wars have won for us every hour we live in freedom. Our wars have taken from us the men and women we honor today, and every hour of the lifetimes they had hoped to live.
NPR's Nick Spicer is in Paris. President Bush and French President Jacques Chirac spoke today in honor of the war dead. What did they have to say?
Well, the clip we just heard was of President Bush standing in Normandy American Military Cemetery, who was standing before a field of white crosses and stars of David, and he linked, as we heard, the sacrifice of American servicemen 58 years ago to the current efforts in fighting terror, particularly in Afghanistan. He told the crowd that Memorial Day was, for Americans, a day to remember the Americans' own, but also for those who fought alongside them, including the French. And earlier in the day, Jacques Chirac honored the American war dead in the first coastal town the U.S. troops liberated, Sainte-Mère-Église. The French president said Americans and the French would together fight to eradicate the threat of terrorism and that they would win. Now, all these ceremonies took place with enormous security precautions. All road, sea, and air traffic was blocked, and in Sainte-Mère-Église itself, the security officials outnumbered the townspeople by about 10 to 1.
Presidents Bush and Chirac got together yesterday. What did they talk about?
They spoke for about 3 hours, and going by what they said in their news conference, most of the time about the war against terrorism. There were very few bones of contention that came up in the news conference. They minimized all conflicts and swore basically a common determination to fight terrorism. Chirac was very effusive. He said it was a joy to welcome Bush. He said there were some disputes, but said they would be solved at the European, not at the French level. He said that nothing would shake the solidarity of the transatlantic relationship. Bush, for his part, said he was very touched by the French welcome. He said that France was a great and indeed the first ally in fighting terrorism. He said Chirac was a personal friend of his and a friend of the United States. And he said, and this pleased the French, that there were no plans on the table to attack Iraq.
Was this friendliness a surprise given European differences with America now?
Well, there's always been, particularly in France, a certain prickliness about the United States. There are two countries with as analysts here like to point out, a lot of with global ambitions, which is not always the case for other European nations. But as President Chirac pointed out in his speech, today in Normandy, when push comes to shove, the French have always been there, and indeed they are again this time around with support, intelligence support, military support in the war against terrorism. Bush was very moved, in fact, at the news conference yesterday when he said that on September the 11th, he received a call from Chirac who said right off, "I am your friend." So although there is prickliness, it's sort of as a matter of course, basically I think this has been a chance for French and American diplomats to bring forward that there is fundamental solidarity between France and the United States when their common, especially security interests, are at stake.
How's President Bush doing in the French press?
The big news today, strangely enough, is the possible injury of the star soccer player Zinedine Zidane in South Korea, where the French national team hopes to win a second World Cup victory. The reports of Bush and Chirac are in the newspapers, of course. They're being described as a kind of a love-in. Much of the disagreements that might potentially be there between the two nations have been covered up or sort of ignored. The words used are entente cordiale, or cher Jacques, cher George, dear Jack. The newspapers and the electronic media mention protests. There were about 5,000 people on the streets in Paris, about 2,000 in the Norman city of Caen. But that, in France, is a flop. That's not a lot of people. We had about 2 million people nationwide on May the 1st, as many of the editorialists are pointing out. So the anti-American, anti-Bush mobilization in France appears to be at quite a low.
Now the president goes to Rome.
That's right. He's meeting with Italian leader Silvio Berlusconi and with other NATO leaders to formalize a new relationship with Russia, which will give Russia closer involvement in NATO's decision-making procedures. And on his fourth stop of this European tour, he'll also be meeting with the Pope.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.